Half an hour to go here in week number three this week in pro football. It's 11:30, and here we are. And that means that this ungodly hour, then we got to bring in the man himself, Christopher Harris from harrisfootball.com. Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
Pretty good. I'm good. How are you guys?
All right, Chris. Thank you very much for waking up here. And I know you're sipping some sort of coffee. Are you downstairs or are you still upstairs?
I mean, it's a one-level apartment in glorious downtown Los Angeles.
All right. Everybody getting excited for that battle for L.A. tomorrow? I know you've got your, well, you're probably a Rams season ticket holder, so there's no question you'll be at the Coliseum tomorrow, right?
No. So unfortunately, you know, Sunday for me, not all that glamorous. It's basically about just, like, cramming as much film as I can get in real time into my face.
You know, last week, the Rams hosted Arizona. The game drew a 5 share in Los Angeles on television. A 5. Philadelphia, they draw a 30 routinely when the Eagles are on. I mean, I don't know. That's probably the best team in football, and yet, I don't know. It's a hard sell out there, isn't it?
I mean, it's a hard sell times two, right? Because on the one hand, it's not that big a sports town. We were walking around Culver City last night looking for the Dodger game. Couldn't find it. no TV set on. And then also, you know, and then also just, you're going to relocate teams 100 times in and out of the city. I think eventually people go, I don't care.
Yeah. That's right. They just get other things to do and they keep doing them. Yeah. Plus, there's a million things to do out there. But all right, that's enough about LA. Let's talk some fantasy here at 610-632-0975. Give this guy Harris a call. And Chris, as always, I'm looking at your rankings here. But, you know, just let me start with this. Seattle, it looks bereft of fantasy talent at this point, and yet, I have a choice tomorrow in one league I'm in between Russell Wilson and Phillip Rivers, and I see you still got, you know, you got Wilson 14, you got Rivers 16. Give me your thoughts on that.
Well, I mean, Rivers is much more just about having to play the Rams, right? Rivers is much more matchup related. He's been really good. I mean, you know, hadn't had great defenses to play against, but been good. Wilson, for me, is sort of a buy right now. I don't love the offensive line, obviously. I just don't know that I think that team is all that different. You give them Doug Baldwin, it's basically the same team as last year. I know Jimmy Graham isn't there, but he wasn't a great player. He scored a bunch of touchdowns. He wasn't a great player. Mm-hmm. So it matters that Baldwin's not there, for sure. But honestly, if I could, on the cheap, like, I've got Philip Lindsay off the waiver wire, and he's the flavor of the month. If I could get Russell Wilson for him, I would probably do it, because there'll come a point where Baldwin's back, and Wilson's just a really good player who hasn't shown it yet. I mean, for this week, obviously, I'm telling you, like, toss him in a hat. I don't like either one, but I guess I like Wilson a little more just because of the matchup.
Chris, I drafted 10th in a 10-team league, and I thought I hit the jackpot because I got this dude, Dalvin Cook, that I thought had a chance to be the number one back in all of fantasy. And then I find out that out of nowhere, this hamstring injury is a lot more concerning than perhaps it was initially reported. Is this an all-year concern, or is this Latavius Murray thing only going to pop up this week as far as you can tell?
I mean, you know everything I know, because I'm, you know, I don't know how bad the hamstring is. I know that the Vikings and the world, it rightly, likes Dalvin Cook more than they like Latavius Murray. Murray's fine. He's a power back. He did a good job in relief last year, but from the way Dalvin Cook was used the first couple weeks of the season, it's very clear that Murray would be an ancillary piece were Cook to be healthy. But of course, you're right, because I don't know if he's healthy, and I mean, not this week, and how long does it take? You know, it seems like with Leonard Fournette, we're dodging a bullet, and it was 1 week, but not all hamstrings are created the same. So it's, yeah, I mean, I think Murray is the easy plug-and-play against the Bills today, and then going forward, it becomes messier.
All right, Harris, they're lining up. They're lining up to ask you questions that are all ready for a pivotal week three.
Let's go to Mike in South Philly. What's happening, Mike? You're on with Chris Harris.
Hey, guys. Hey, man, I'm pretty torn here. I got Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes?
I mean, you know, that is such a good question. Everybody wants to make Mahomes the number one quarterback in fantasy right now, and I am not there. I think he's a nice player. It's his fourth career start. There's going to come a point where the road gets rockier, and it hasn't yet. And this reminds me of the Deshaun Watson run from last year,
yeah,
where he could do no wrong, but eventually, yeah, he'll start doing wrong. He's a gunslinger. I would be playing Brady, but if you don't want to bet into the winning streak for Mahomes, it's a nice problem to have.
Adam, sitting down, Tom Brady at Detroit. Boy, that is a gutsy move to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would take
that
something special.
Guts, yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to Mike in Abington next. What's happening, Mike?
Hi. I have two flex positions and three guys. Jordy Nelson, Tariq Cohen, and Evan Ingram. which two to go with.
I mean, I think I'm sitting Nelson because he was returning punts last week. That's not good. I'm sorry. This is not good. I mean, it could change, of course. It's 2 weeks, and we act as though this is forever, right? We act as though, oh, well, the way they've been used in the first half of September represents everything that will ever be used. But to this point, I think I need to see it from Nelson. As much as Tariq Cohen hasn't gotten much work and Evan Engram has an ankle, I can't play Nelson if he's returning punts.
I think tomorrow that story is Mike's fantasy team's in some trouble.
Yeah, I was going to say, these are the choices that we're making this
you're
early.
You're making those three choices, man. I don't know. That's a tough call there.
Let's go to Matt in Pottstown. What's happening, Matt?
Good morning, guys. Quarterback dilemma. Obviously, my heart wants to play Wentz, but should I go with Fitzpatrick, Goff, or Wentz this week?
I don't like Goff.
I know. You never like Goff. You just don't like Jared Goff, Chris Harris.
I don't know about that. I think he's fine. There was I played him in DraftKings last week and didn't work out very well for me. Maybe I'm burned, but you know, for me, I probably just think Goff is he's a little bit more of a game manager until they need him to be not, you know, whereas the other two guys, you know, I have Wentz one spot ahead of Fitzpatrick, but that's another winning streak that maybe you just don't want to bet into. Like, it's fine if you just want to go Fitzpatrick and say, let's see if he can do it one more time before Winston comes back.
Yeah, Joe and I were talking about the sudden enormity of that game Monday night, Chris, where, you know, it really is going to have a big impact or could on the AFC North because if the Steelers end up 0-2-1, you know, out of the gate, and, you know, Cincinnati maybe is able to steal one from Carolina, the Steelers could be in some trouble. Do you see that as a high-scoring game Monday night?
Sure, yeah. I mean, the real question is, okay, so the Steelers offensive line just isn't itself right now, and Tampa's pass rush has been great, and they signed a million guys. It's been great, and the Steelers just have such a problem in the secondary, so I can see a bunch of points. Here's my thing about the Steelers is, like, every year they sort of do something dumb in the first couple months of the season, we write them off, and then they win 8 games in a row and win the division. So until further notice.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, we've seen that before. Let's go to Don in the Northeast with another fantasy question. Hey, Don.
Hey, what's going on? I was just asking about my flex position. I have Stephon Diggs there and everything. I have Tyreek Hill and Keenan Allen pretty much in my wide receiver spots. Then I have Stephon Diggs. But I was able to steal Latavius Murray off a waiver. Do you think I should sub him in for Diggs or should I just keep Diggs there?
It's a legit question because you go, man, if the game flow gets out of hand and the Vikings are winning by 1,000, are they really going to throw to Diggs? I think to get to 1,000, though, they're going to use Diggs, and he just has that crazy upside. It can work out either way, but for me, I think the percentage play is stay with Diggs.
Man, that's like a three-team fantasy league. He must be in there. That lineup stats.
Now, Pat, don't rag on people's leagues. Come on.
All right, withdrawn. Withdrawn, Chris.
Let's get another one in. Dan in North Wales. Hey, Dan.
Yeah, come on. Let's go, pal.
Well, I have Carson Wentz and Andrew Luck, and then I went and picked up Ryan Fitzpatrick. So I'm having kind of a tough decision here between those three.
I think, again, I'm going to have Wentz one spot ahead of Fitzpatrick. It's kind of the same issue we talked about before. And Luck a couple of spots behind that. They're all totally in the same neighborhood, and I can't. Tell you what's going to happen, but I feel like it's easier to play against the Colts defense than it is to play against the Eagles.
Yeah, you got them all kind of bunched together. But Fitzpatrick is the big, he's the big question mark. He is the, as always, you know, you just don't know which one of him is going to show up, you know.
That's right. So. And I feel like Fitzpatrick and Mahomes are two waiver wire guys that we're going to be tempted to play because they've started hot, and there's nothing wrong with that. But realize, I strongly believe at some point they're going to turn back into themselves. And in Mahomes' case, is Pat Mahomes the best quarterback in the NFL after three starts?
Right.
Like, come on.
No, that's fair enough. Fair enough. And, Chris, we really appreciate you taking the time this morning. Thank you very much. It's harrisfootball.com. You got a new book out, don't you? A new book is out, the Harris Tulsa. So are you excited about that? How's that looking?
Sure. It's a novel. It's post-apocalypse. Seems like it's doing pretty well. People like, you know, the end of the world type stuff. They probably might like it.
All right.
Now, if my fantasy team's any indication, I can relate to that.
Well,
that
post-apocalyptic, you mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Fair enough. But, Chris, good luck with that. We appreciate it, and we look forward to talking to you next week, pal.